Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi there, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we're not experts.
But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode.
It sure is. And before we get started, just want to remind everyone that this very weekend, we will be in Austin, Texas.
Right this very second.
Doing a live podcast. And it's Saturday, March 9th at 2 p.m. And then the next day, Sunday, March 10th, we're doing a meetup with Jackie Johnson of Natch Butte, one of our fave podcasts. And that's from 5 to 7 p.m. We do ask that you RSVP for that. There's no charge, but just RSVP so we know when people are coming. We will link to that in the show notes. We'll also have a link to info about our live podcast in the show notes. Please come.
Please come. And on this here mini episode, which is where we take your voicemails and your email questions and comments, you can always reach us at our voicemail, 781-591-0390.
Or our email at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
Dori, we have a really lovely response from a listener about a past mini episode.
Great. I love a listener response.
So I'm going to queue it up and hit it off.
Hi, I'm just calling in response to the listener question you had on a recent mini episode about postpartum depression and that nasty comment that her dad made. I was moved to tears listening to her experience because I have three children and I have gone through postpartum depression with all three. And I just felt for her. And I wish I could contact her and just go have coffee with her and chat, because what she's going through is so real. And I also wanted to commend her for recognizing that she needs help and not shaming herself for that. She's seeing a therapist and going on medication, both which things I've done and I needed to do to get through that first year. Specifically about the name thing, the baby name, not calling your baby by their name. I actually went through that too. I think that it is a terrible comment for your dad to say, but I wanted to just emphasize that I did that as well for the first few months of all three of my girls' lives. I think it's something where you're just trying out the name and you're actually getting to know this human, and I think it's totally justified and it has nothing to do with who you are as a mother. You're clearly a fabulous mother. I know it's so easy to judge yourself and be hard on yourself. I just, that message that you left, it made me feel like it was me talking. And so I wish I could just reach out, and Dori and Kate, if you could pass on this message to her somehow. What you're going through is so normal. No one talks about it enough. I've been there, and you're going to be okay. Give it time. Set up boundaries with your dad. It's totally normal to call your baby the baby. I've done that with all three of my children. And again, you're normal. It's normal. It gets better. Okay. Sending love. Bye.
Aww. What a lovely message.
Amen to everything they said.
Yeah. Thank you, caller.
Thank you. So we have an email here.
Yes.
That we got. Do you want me to read it?
Sure.
Okay, great. Hello. I wrote in weeks ago with a question about how the podcast is made. You answered it and it was all very exciting. I was curious, though. I never did get a personal response back and was recently discussing this with a friend. And she was very surprised that I had not heard back at all from you directly beyond the on-air response. As I thought about it more, I realized that as much as I love the podcast and appreciate both of you, the perception is that you are totally accessible on air, but in actual life, you are not available. That is totally fine, and I assume you only have so much bandwidth, but maybe you want to verbalize that in the podcast. Great idea.
We are not totally accessible in real life.
Yes, we should verbalize that we cannot... We can't, unfortunately, don't have the time or the bandwidth to respond to every message that we get.
Yeah.
I wish we did, because we get so many amazing messages from people.
And this is on us, when we set up our email.
Oh, totally.
Our email is just like a mess.
Here's something you need to know about us.
And we have one email address for like everything having to do with the podcast. Listener emails, guest suggestions, you know, publicists emailing us, advertisers, it's all jumbled in one email.
And when we initially started the podcast, we did have an auto reply.
Yes.
But then it was going to like people we were doing advertising business with.
Yeah. And so we're gonna get this sorted out.
Yes.
And there will be an auto reply. It probably won't be sorted out for another few weeks, but yeah. We love your emails. We read all your emails, but we unfortunately cannot individually respond to every email. So,
or voicemail.
Thank you for understanding.
Yes. Anyway, thank you for asking for further explanation about that. You're right. We should set something up. And we should verbalize it in the podcast. So, yes.
So, consider it verbalized.
We love your calls and emails, but unfortunately, we may not be able to respond. But we hear from you. And sometimes I do a quick response.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all I can say about that. But here's a voicemail.
Hi, quick grooming question. Do people other than grandfathers trim their nose hairs? Is this something that women in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and beyond do as well? Any guidance appreciated. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
I have plucked a stray nose hair that's like peeking out of my nostril.
I have never had a nose hair peek out. I would 100% trim them if I did. I would say anything, you can do anything you want.
Yeah, you can trim your nose hairs or not trim your nose hairs. But there's no reason why you shouldn't if it's something that you feel like you want to do.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be something just grandfathers do.
No.
Women in their 20s can be trimming nose hair.
Totally.
Let's all trim them.
Okay.
Getting excited over here. So the answer is, yeah, go for it. I shave the hair off the top of my foot, you know, wherever you want to.
Yeah. Or not.
Or you leave it on and you let those nose hairs hang out. Who gives a shit?
Totally.
Okay.
Do you.
Do your nose hairs. On that note, Dory, hopping in for a quick ad.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com. Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now, that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough.
Drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh. Sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With Honey Love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift. All while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there. Especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups still without the underwire to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Dory, I'd like to play a voicemail.
Great.
For us to.
You're very good at it.
Thank you. It requires one finger.
Well,
and
that
tapping.
Finger is working hard.
Here we go.
Hi, Kate and Dory. This is Sarah, a longtime listener, first time caller. My best friend, Katie, introduced me to the podcast. Hey, Katie. Love you. I am calling you guys today because I have a cousin who's dad, her father is my dad's older brother, who's been addicted to meth for a long time. And he's kind of been in and out of her life, and it's something that everyone in the family knows about, but very few people, I think, talk candidly with her and her brother about. And I've never been able to find a good way to broach that subject with her. And so I was wondering if you and Dory had any tips for someone who just wants to be there for someone that they love and sort of open that door if there's a door to open. Anyways, you two are amazing. I feel like I'm listening to my favorite older sisters, aunts, friends, talk when I listen to your podcast, and you are a source of love and comfort always, and humor too. So thank you both. And I hope you are enjoying this rainy season in LA. Oh my goodness. Big hugs to you both, and keep it up. Love you. Bye.
Aww. I love that caller ended the call with love you, like in a way that's like a very casual one.
Yeah,
like just we're just talking to like someone in our family.
Yeah.
I love you too. That was very nice. Thank you for that lovely stream of compliments.
Yes. I might just like record that, play it
on a loop.
Yeah.
That was very kind. Thank you so much for listening for a long time. And thank you to your best friend who introduced you to the show. I mean, look, the thank yous could go on forever.
Indeed.
Let's talk about why you called, which is how can you voice your support to your cousin? Period. I think all you need to do is just say it.
Yeah.
And just say, you know, no judgment. I'm not here to judge your father, because, you know, addiction is an illness. And, but if you ever want, you know, I need an ear or want to talk to somebody, I will be here to listen. I'm not going to. Maybe your cousin will want feedback or thoughts, but I do think just listening is a great place to start.
Yeah, I agree.
Dory, would you suggest when someone wants to send a message like this, they do that over email? Or do you think it's the kind of thing that like should come up organically in a conversation?
Because you know how much I love email.
Well, no, but I do think like you want to put the ball in the other person's
yes.
court. You want to, yes. And you want to also very clearly lay out like, hey, I care about you. I love you.
Yeah.
I've never said this before because I didn't really have the words.
Yeah. I think it's a nice thing to say over email because that also takes the pressure off your cousin to have an immediate response.
Email is maybe one of the greatest inventions of the last 50
Glad
years.
Glad you realized this.
Finally coming around to email. Yeah, I think it might be a good way to go about doing it.
Yeah. And then, like Kate, like you said, the ball is in her court. If she wants to reach back out, she will. And I think another important thing is if she doesn't reach back out, don't say it again.
And also don't be, if you can,
don't be upset.
Yeah. Being upset might be a natural reaction. Don't project that onto this cousin.
Totally. And I think you just have to do this with no expectations going
yes.
in.
Yeah.
So well, good luck.
Yeah. That sounds really hard. And it sounds like you are a very thoughtful cousin.
Yeah.
So way to go. Dory, I'm gonna hand this email to you.
Oh, are you?
And let you be the narrator.
Okay. My husband and I have experienced a lot in the past 3 years. Moving, graduate school, and the birth of our son, and all this change has triggered his anxiety and depression. In long-time recovery from alcohol, over 15 years, he's doing the work, as they say, to help improve things. I am both immensely proud of this and also kind of resentful of the time that he gets to devote to his mental health and wellness, in contrast to what I am able to fit in. He goes to 3 to 4 recovery meetings a week, weekly therapy, and the gym 3 times. Meanwhile, I make it to about 1 workout class a week. That, plus my daily dog walks, are about the only me time I have. Given that we have a toddler, I am often at home in the evenings or afternoons with our son while my husband is at one of the above activities. I also work full-time and don't have a flexible schedule, so can't fit in anything during the workday. Don't get me wrong, I love spending time with our son, and I know these are all so important for my husband's well-being, but I can't help but feel that I'm getting an unfair deal here. Do you have any ideas about how we can make things more equitable while still respecting his mental health concerns and the effort he's putting in around that? Also, I'm wondering if you have any advice about simply living with someone who has serious anxiety and depression. Sometimes I feel like I'm living on tiptoe, trying to keep everyone at home in a good place, mentally and emotionally, and it can be exhausting. Well, I have some thoughts.
You just go for it.
It sounds to me like you have never articulated that you need this time to your husband.
Maybe they're not feeling like they can have that conversation.
I think you should have that conversation. And I don't think frame it in a way that's like, you do all this stuff.
Right.
I think you can just frame it as like, hey, I need some time to myself and I feel like I don't have it now. So can we figure out like one night a week where I can do XYZ and maybe on the weekends you can take care of Junior for, you know, a few hours on Saturday morning so I can again do XYZ. I think that's a place to start. The other thing that I would suggest is Al-Anon.
Me too. That was on my list.
Well, look at us.
Look at us. Big fans of Al-Anon.
Because I think they will help you with a lot of these issues.
Yes. Your husband is in recovery and going to recovery groups 3 to 4 times a week. Where do you have a group?
Yes, of people who are going through the same things that you're going through.
Yes, let's find you a group.
I think also he will understand the language of recovery.
Like, totally.
And, you know, hopefully be supportive of you going to a meeting like this.
Yeah, yeah. I think that would be a really positive step for you. And I think you would feel, you'd be able to find tools for articulating these things, but also just feel supported and seen and heard as the partner of someone going through all this.
The other thing I would suggest is couples therapy.
Tori, you and I are just in sync.
I mean,
if this is accessible to you financially or through your insurance, 100% agree.
Yeah.
Get into couples therapy together. Because I think you need to come to a point where you can say to your partner that you do feel like you're living on tiptoe, but having a mediator there to help you say it in a way that doesn't make your partner react in like defensively, because I know I would react defensively if someone said that. So having someone there to help you guys navigate this,
yeah, will be really helpful,
is key. I find that very helpful when there's like hard challenges to a relationship. It doesn't mean that you guys can't figure it out on your own. It
totally
just means you need that support. I hope you get it. And it sounds like, you know, you're being a great spouse. It doesn't feel selfish.
Yeah, you've been extremely supportive.
Yeah. I'm glad your husband's doing the work, which is awesome. And I hope that you get some time, more time for you.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article, and I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time, and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping, and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I
it
have some
beautiful,
gorgeous planters, and then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs.
Oh.
Including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. And you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Dory?
Yes.
We've got one final voicemail.
Great.
We're going to kind of take it back to our roots.
I love it.
The genesis of this podcast. Old serums and safaris. Here we go.
Hi, Kate and Dory. It's Kelsey from Portland. Such a fan of you two. But I have recently learned of a Sephora points hack that has me literally, I'm just so excited about it. My mom told me of all people, but she had a very helpful Sephora employee who told her that if she hangs on to her points, because I mean, you know how sometimes you're tempted to get the little travel size, but we all know that we have too many of those travel-sized products, and lots of times it's not even something that you want, but you, anyways, there's a better way to handle points with Sephora. And it has to do with their app. So you have to get the Sephora app. And what this employee told my mom is that on Tuesdays and Thursdays specifically, they release certain products in addition to what they have that you can buy for points. The star prize being that for 2,000 points, every Tuesday and Thursday, they have a certain amount of $100 gift cards to Sephora that you can buy. My mom just did this. And I gotta say, I can't think of anything better than a $100 gift card. Then you can just buy what you want. So anyways, Sephora hack, I have downloaded the app. I'm excited to start using it. And I'm gonna hang on to those points for that $100 gift card. Thanks, guys.
What a hack.
So I use the Sephora app, but I didn't know that this was going on.
Yeah, me neither.
I will be checking this week.
I wonder what time they release these gift cards.
Do we think this is, I mean, I haven't even Googled to confirm that this is true.
You know, I vaguely remember in like deep in a thread on the, in the Facebook group, someone commenting that you could get gift cards with points. And I never really looked into it.
I sadly don't think I have enough points.
I think I do because I like hoard my points because there's never anything that I want.
No, but what Kelsey said is true. I'm always like, I guess I'll get this weird sample thing. And then I just blast through those points. So great hack.
Great rec.
If anybody has tried this and it works, let us know.
Yeah.
And tell us what you buy with a gift card.
We can't wait to hear.
Thank you so much for listening.
Bye.
Bye.